This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Whole Foods is officially going to be part of Amazon come Monday. That's when the $14 billion acquisition is set to close. One of the things that put Whole Foods in a position to be bought is that it's been losing sales as competitors have increased their organic offerings at lower prices. Amazon says it's going to turn that around, which, as Marketplace's Annie Baxter reports, is really going to shake up the organic supply chain.
The deal with Amazon will put products including Whole Foods organic salad dressings and cereals just a few clicks away. Amazon will offer the grocers private labels like 365 online. That's huge, according to Jim Hertel with Inmar Willard Bishop Analytics.
Whole Foods 365 brand will be available to literally tens of millions of households here in the U.S. that probably have not been exposed to it before.
In-house brands like 365 require less money spent on stuff like advertising. That's part of why the products are cheaper than name brands. But goosing the sales of Whole Foods store brands could create challenges for name brand organic competitors, which have to vie for ingredients that can be hard to come by, like organic limes or organic jalapenos.
If there's a run on that particular ingredient, it can put you in a really difficult spot.
Nicole Bernard-Dawes is chief executive of the snack company called Late July. All the ingredients in its products, like tortilla chips, are organic.
For us, being organic is a little bit of a hindrance because of the supply chain threats and other issues that we have to deal with that non-organic brands don't.
Dawes says she feels confident enough in her supply chain that the Amazon Whole Foods deal won't cause those sorts of problems. But she acknowledges it would be hard to wring more costs from that supply chain to lower her products' prices at the request of Amazon and Whole Foods.
For us, I mean, we'll never win a price war. Like, we're never going to be that brand.
One possible upside to the Amazon Whole Foods deal, Dawes says getting traction with online food sales has been tough for everyone to figure out. She says if Amazon can, it could actually help food companies like hers. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.